Ross going to throw way down the left sideline. He's got a receiver out there, and it is caught inside the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bears!
The Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week, live.
I am Travis Rogers. This is Angels Radio AM 830, live and local in your morning, your only live and local sports talk in all of Southern California. If you would like to get involved with the program, 877-8830-830 at Travis Rogers is your Twitter handle. As we do each and every Wednesday here on the program, we'll talk a little Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week. Each week, a defensive player from around the country is awarded the Lott Impact Player of the Week. This week, it is Iowa linebacker James Morris. He had 8 tackles, 2 sacks, and a fumble recovery in the Hawkeyes' 17-10 win over Northwestern this past Saturday. Right now, I am joined by former UCLA All-American, former NFL Pro Bowler as well. Kermit Alexander is my guest. Kermit, good to speak to you this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Travis. How are you?
I'm good, Kermit. So I'm always interested to find out how you get involved with the Lott Impact Award Trophy and how Ronnie went about recruiting you and everybody else that's in it. How did you get connected to the award?
Well, it's probably because of my activities as a leader on my team, and then as a member and an officer in our players' union. And we were always concerned about our member players and in rewarding the guys that did good and getting the guys that need help the help they needed. So we decided to go back to high school and help the kids and recognize the kids that were outstanding athletes as well as students and people that were of value in their community.
We're speaking with Kermit Alexander, former UCLA All-American and Pro Bowler in the NFL. You know, go back when you were drafted, Kermit, and you were drafted to play both in the AFL and the NFL. What made you decide that you wanted to go to the NFL to start your professional career?
It was more because I had had more experience playing on the West Coast. I played against Stanford, played against Cal, so I was familiar with the area. And that the fact that I had relatives that lived in the Bay Area and it wasn't far from Los Angeles. So that was one of the main concerns, that I was close to people that I was familiar with.
Kermit, did it have anything to do with, too, that the fact that you thought that the NFL was going to be the league that survived, or was that secondary to a geographical decision?
That was secondary. That didn't come into existence till much later. We always thought that the AFL and the NFL would either coexist or join together. So that was never a problem.
Kermit, go back to what it was like when you first started playing pro football, and then obviously, like you just said, the merger eventually takes place. And what you see in the NFL right now, where it is a multi-billion dollar business, are you surprised that football has become as popular as it is, as important to this country as it is, and the machine that makes money the way that it does?
Well, I think that is surprising is how quickly it became so economically strong. We always knew that it was popular because whenever you end up with two leagues, you know that people enjoy watching it or they wouldn't go to all those games. So that was never a point in question. What was in question was how big a business it became so rapidly, and it continues to grow. That's the thing that's surprising.
Is there a ceiling on it? Does it just get bigger and bigger and bigger, or is there a saturation point where we realize that, okay, we've stretched this too thin, we've tried to get too much out of it?
Well, the saturation point will come when they build these new stadiums and nobody goes. Right now, every time they build a new stadium, it's filled up. You've got a waiting list for season tickets in every city that has a team. So that means that the saturation point hasn't been reached and probably won't be reached for at least another generation.
We're speaking with Kermit Alexander, former UCLA All-American. We've seen a lot of changes in the rules in football, Kermit, and as a former defensive player, curious to get your thoughts on, we see it in the college game where players can be ejected for targeting players. We've seen it in the NFL where penalties and fine. We saw Brandon Merriweather get suspended for a game. Do you like the direction of the game and what they're trying to do as a former defensive player and limit the places that you can tackle another player?
Well, let me go back a little bit. As a member of our players' union and an officer, I was also on our safety committee. And our safety committee talked amongst ourselves and made recommendations to the ownership committees about how to make it safer for our players so that they'd have a better chance to play longer and be safer. So, no, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it's taken so long for us to realize that we need to protect ourselves and that we need to change some of the things the way we did it because it put us in very dangerous positions in terms of our general health. So, no, I'm not surprised. What I am concerned with is that people look at it as taking it away from the game instead of looking at it as preserving the great athletes that we have and giving them an opportunity to play longer and play better.
Kermit, is there a way to play football safe? I mean, you can make it safer, but is there ever a way to make it to where we're not seeing the problems that we see? And a lot of former players, older players, have a lot of health issues. We're seeing more and more guys with the effect, post-concussion effects. Is there any way to reduce that significantly, or is this always going to be a part of the game?
This is always going to be a part of the game. Whenever you get guys that can get energized and run into each other on a regular basis, there's always the potential for major injury. I don't think it'll ever change unless you stop football, period.
We're speaking with Kermit Alexander, former UCLA All-American and Pro Bowler. Kermit, I was reading something where Vince Lombardi at one point called you a dirty player. Why did he say that?
Well, he called me a dirty player because I tackled the way that I did. And what he was concerned with was that I was a dirty player against his team. He didn't worry about what I did to other teams. He only worried about guys getting knocked out on his team. And so as a consequence, he pointed me out as one of the players that he considered was a dirty player, and all the guys around the league had the same opinion that when he pointed you out like that, it must mean you're pretty good or doing something that he doesn't like.
Did you take it as kind of a quasi-compliment at the time?
Well, I ignored it. We got into an altercation in one game in which I was on the sideline near Green Bay, near their sideline, and I just made a tackle on Boyd Dollar, who thought he had stepped out of bounds but didn't, and has started to jog down the field, and I upended him. He did a somersault, landed on the back of his head, and was out. Lombardi ran out on the field to yell and scream and curse at me, and I turned around and was about to take a swing at him when I realized who it was. So I pulled the punch and told him to get off my field.
What did he say to you at that point?
You're up there. This is my office. You belong over there. Get off of this. And then I looked up and all of Green Bay's players stood up and I said, uh-oh, I'm in the wrong spot. I ran back to my huddle.
That's a great story. When you said that to him, did he say anything back to you, or is that the end of it and you got out of there?
No, he didn't say anything. He just ran and jumped off the field. But after the game, I went over to apologize to him, and he told me no apologies were necessary. It was my mistake, and I should never have been out there. I should never have been out there yelling at you like I did. And he apologized.
That's a great story. We're talking with Kermit Alexander, former All-American at UCLA. Talk a little bit about the Bruins right now, Kermit. What are they going through in their locker room right now? They are having a great season. They still have an opportunity to have a great season, but they lost a couple of tough games to a couple of very good teams. How do they bounce back and make the most out of what's left of their season?
Well, that's one of the problems that you have with great teams or teams that have potential is that you start getting injured players. And unfortunately, the injured players is replaced by a player that's less than as efficient as the one that was replaced. And so you usually have a drop-off in efficiency. And that's what we're going through. And we're trying to get a young team to adjust to the competition that they're doing, even though they're not fully healthy. And so that's always the luck factor. How many guys that are starters that get injured? And if you don't have many starters get injured, you have a tremendous season. If you start to have injuries, the replacements usually aren't as good or they'd beat starters. So you got to adjust to that and try to reflect on how your game continues remaining really, really good. And it's a difficult thing to do. You have to understand that these are young guys. They're all, under 22 years old. They're trying to adjust to a major schedule, and they're trying to adjust to a lot of potential, a lot of pressure. And so you have to give them slack. You can only hope for the best.
We're speaking with Kermit Alexander. He's here on behalf of the Lott Impact Player of the Week. This week's winner is Iowa linebacker James Morris, who had 8 tackles, 2 sacks, and a fumble recovery in Iowa's 17-10 win over Northwestern this past Saturday. And I know that you do a lot of work in the community as well, Kermit. And how important is it to not just find great football players, but to find guys that are great athletes, but also doing well in the classroom, doing well in the community as well?
Well, it is not as difficult as you think because as we started this idea with the idea of giving recognition to the guys who were the all-around kids who were good athletes, good students, and worked diligently in both in their families and in their communities. And we looked at it as a way to reward the good citizen. And as we looked, there are dozens of kids on each team that have that kind of capability. And what we wanted to do is recognize them, bring attention to them so that their good works don't go unnoticed. And so in doing that, it also reflects on the families that they come from. These kids are reflective of the general population of our community, and we have to reward them with notice, and we like doing that.
Absolutely. Iowa linebacker James Morris is this week's winner of the Lott Impact Player from the University of Iowa. Kermit Alexander is my guest, former All-American at UCLA, and of course, a Pro Bowler in the NFL. He played for the Niners, the Rams, and the Eagles. Kermit, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.